Now, two men are cycling the length of Ireland to raise awareness for Epilepsy Ireland. 69-year-old Eel Mentiply and his friend Charles Jepson, aged 78, took off on Wednesday from the North Pole Bar in Donegal, and they're fundraising, as I said, for Epilepsy Ireland, and Ian's fundraising is supported his brother-in-law Joe Griffin from Killorglin. The two pensioners have so far completed over 222 miles of the 7-day long cycle and are due to arrive on the South Pole Lane in Onascall today. Ian's with me on the line. Ian, good morning to you.
Hi, nice to speak to you.
Thanks for joining us.
It's 345 miles now.
345 miles. Where are you now?
I'm in the Grand Hotel Tralee. They put us up last night, made a fantastic contribution to the Epilepsy Islands as well. And they've been fantastic. So it's been really good.
That's brilliant, Ian. That's fantastic to see that happening. And you're getting support from all over. You've had a great time.
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've been through places I'd never heard of, I'd heard of them, but didn't know anything about them. So we started in Drumfree on the 21st. Then we went to Omagh, to Cavan, Athlone, Portumna, Adair, Tralee yesterday, and of course today we'll be up at Annascull. So, and I hear that there's a few people sort of coming up to see us. We should be there probably about 1 o'clock. Yeah, I'm honoured actually to do this for my brother-in-law Joe, who's passed away. He lived with epilepsy for most of his, if not all of his, adult life.
Yeah,
and he coped with it well. But one of the wonderful things that helped him was Epilepsy Ireland have what they call their CROs, their community resource officers.
Yeah,
who come out to people in their own homes or into cafes and stuff like that, and Joe really got a lot from that, a lot of help, advice and support. And you could see that it was very important to him to meet his CRO and chew the fat, talk things over. Sometimes nothing at all to do with epilepsy, I guess, but sometimes yeah. He would get good information and it was fantastic. And so I thought, well, I was doing this ride anyway. My friend Charles had heard about it a long time ago and was always tickled pink by the idea of cycling from the North Pole to the South Pole. And then I said, yeah, I'll come along. And then I thought, oh, well, you know, I could probably raise a bit of money to honour Joe. So I'm very yeah. proud to do that. And the generosity of the people along the way, everywhere, has been fantastic. And the kindness has been overwhelming. So
it's brilliant. Brilliant to hear it. And you yeah. were in Adair yesterday and someone from Kerry recognised you from hearing your story on Radio Kerry.
Yeah, or seeing in the paper. I think there's a photograph in the Kerry. I've not seen a paper or anything for the last week.
You've been too busy cycling, Ian.
Yes, and sleeping. And they came up, and honestly, I felt like a pop star for about 10 minutes.
they were asking you, are you the mad cyclist?
That's about the sum of it, yes. You're looking at this to say, you crazy men, what are you doing? But they were lovely. They were very, very, very good.
Yeah.
I stood out a bit. I was actually wearing a vintage Kerry jersey, so I think.
Oh,
that
brilliant!
Up, so.
Very good, very good. And how have ye been handling the weather? I suppose I should ask.
Well, I've never seen weather like it in Ireland in August. I lived here for about 5 years in Killorglin with my wife, who's from Killorglin. But the other day we were cycling to Portumna. I think it was it was from Portumna to Adair. And we were actually going down the fairly sort of long, steepish hill. We were actually having to pedal because the wind was so strong in our face.
My, you were pedaling downhill because of the wind. My God, in August.
Right. And I've never known weather like that. And it's been really, really bad all of the way. So it's been quite character building as well. So
okay.
I'm going to get that to benefit too.
Brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Well, listen, Ian, well done. Congratulations. And if you want to donate, you go to idonate.ie, fundraiser, Ian Mentiply 11 is there. So go to idonate and type in Ian. Yeah.
Or the easiest way, idonate, and then just look up North Pole to South Pole or go on the Epilepsy Island website. And people have been fantastic. There's money still coming in this morning. It's brilliant.
That's brilliant.
And
that's great.
Thank you to everybody who has given.
No problem. No problem, Ian. And look, enjoy today in the South Pole in the Onascull. Around about 1 o'clock, you'll be heading there. And thanks for talking to me, telling me the story on the programme this morning. Well done again.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Brilliant stuff. Great stuff. Thanks very much for that.